Well, welcome back. Welcome anew to the Further Faster podcast. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I will be your host, your guide on this leg of your voyage slash journey to do exactly what the name implies, and that is to assist you in going further faster. And of course, around here, further faster means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And I am so honored and so excited to introduce you to my guest, my dear, dear friend, Scott Tennant today. And amongst so many other things, as I will share with you as we get going, one of the things that has always impressed me about this amazing man is he is such an example of the quality of our lives is directly proportionate to the amount that we give and that we care for other people. The old saying that the way you live is the way that you give. And amongst so many other things, as an entrepreneur and so many other things, this man is the exemplary example of that. So grab a pad and paper, and we'll be right back with my dear, dear friend, Scott Tennant. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. And as I said before we took the break here, I have the privilege of introducing you to one of my dear, dear friends, somebody that I've only known for about 5 years. He'll maybe correct me or on that as we get going here. But the instant I met him, I knew that this was somebody who is not only a giver and not only somebody who cares about other people, but he puts his actions where his mouth is, for lack of a better term. And he has helped so many other people in so many areas. Scott, he is the CEO and the founder of the Synergy Wellness Group. It's a holistic wellness company. And he's been a lifelong studier of the whole body wellness and Eastern medicine and all that goes along with that and the practices, and is dedicated to offering drug-free solutions to people to help manage and treat symptoms of underlying health issues. And I'm one of those people, by the way. To date, Synergy Wellness Group has helped tens of thousands of people around the world. And he aims to continue to educate people about the importance of preventative, holistic wellness in modern day society. But that's just one side of him. That's just one piece of him. I said at the head here is that one of the things that has always impressed me, and one of the things that I love about this amazing man, is his level of care and giving for other people. And the way that I put it, that is our duty. That is our responsibility on this planet. And that is our purpose, if you will. That's what we're here to do. And so I want to welcome you to the Further Faster podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my dear friend, Scott Tennant. Scott, how are you today?
I'm well, Joseph. How are you?
Could not be better. Could not be better. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show here today. And you and I got to spend some time about a month ago, I guess, and I got to spend some time with you and your father. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. But if you would, please share with everybody your humble beginnings, if you will. You know what? You know whether it's as the entrepreneur that you are, and what brought you to where you are, where you help so many people.
Sure. Thank you, Joseph. So I started working with my dad when I was about 14, and after school and at summer breaks, I would go into his office and meet his patients and work with them and get to see people go from blind to seeing.
Right.
Yeah, we would do a cataract surgery. And my first job was actually to take the patch off of somebody's eye the day after cataract surgery. But I had met them the day before when I couldn't see. And so I was the first person that they were able to see.
Yeah.
And, it gives you an idea of what miracles are like when you see somebody in a day go from not seeing to seeing, and they would tell you what color you're wearing. They were just overjoyed about, this new insight or this new sight today. And, that changes at 14. It's like, I think I want to do something having to do with miracles. So that's basically where we started. I went on and got a marketing degree and decided that I hate the word marketing in sales. That sounded ugly to me. So anything I did, I went into, but it was about you know, helping the client, regardless of what it was or what project I was working on, to get what they needed out of the service that I offered.
Spectacular. No, go ahead.
So that's kind of where I started, you know, noticing that the people who are coming into my lives are a lot of people like you, Jeff, that, you know, I can instantly see who they are and what they do and the goodness that they bring to the world. And I have this magic way of being able to find those people and have great conversations with them. So that was sort of where it started.
Well, I should say that, you know, he's selling himself way, 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 way short, because the work that he does and has been doing, I love that, you know, that you're the first person that they see, but your level of caring and your expertise in helping people, which, by the way, I didn't tell you, Scott, I did tell you when I was going to do this, I had to have a tumor removed out of my eye a little while ago, and the apparatus that you gave me, doctor, I just had the stitches removed. You can't even see him now. Just a couple days ago, and he said that the level of healing and the quickness that I healed was miraculous. He goes, "What are you doing? What happens?" You know, and that kind of thing. And it is because of and I should say, matter of fact, you'll probably be the better person to tell more about your father and what he's done. Who's one of the founders of, I think it was LASIK surgery and that type of thing. And then where he went on from that, but then I want to get into what you and I talked about in Texas about the young men that you're helping and changing as well. So share with us a little bit about your dad and that type of work that type of work that your organization really kind of spearheads.
Oh, sure, thank you. So my dad was one of the 13 originators of LASIK. He did most of the study for in California, in Odessa, and we had 55 pendulum surgeries that eventually went in Europe. During that time, he knew Richard Bell, who was probably research to the research you picked for him, from basically when he was going to get particle to do what. Western medicine basically turned him away. You don't know what this is, how it was caused, what to do. Surgeries make you look good. And basically ... See you on the other side.
Right.
So being a scientist, he said, "I have to figure this out myself." So he went back and started finding things that were truths that came from what got us here in practice healing in the past, and how do we make that better ingredient forward to more people. So if you design devices that we maybe contributed to that basically raise the voltage in each individual cells and therefore the body. So the body never forgets how to, you know, push on top of resources and the all resources that you put in the body, nutrients and supplements, thoughts actually, and also the things that you still from the organic food. And so the body never forgets how it heals. If you give it the proper voltage, then it's like having your Tesla charge and you can drive it.
Right, yeah.
if they steal from your Tesla, you can't drive it, but you can see it's here, which is here. You know, they can start to steal on it. They're driving fast, but they're in the insane mode. So, which is what we all do to our body. So we have to have something to charge the body back up. You know, great thoughts, you know, the genius had a lot of times helping that got charged up. You know, big foods, good supplementation, the hydration of the water, and of course we can put the voltage in the machine, which helps charge up the individual cells. So that's how that was birthed. And the devices are handheld, they're portable. One of the devices is a light, it's a scalar light that takes the frequency and puts it through bone tissue and fluids, so you don't have to destroy it. You can send the voltage into things like your eye that are very specific for what brings the voltage in your cell so that it can feel better and faster. It could require some resources.
Fantastic. And again, I am living proof of the efficacy of what you're talking about. And I did want to kind of comment about what you said earlier about two things. Number one, the body never forgets how to heal. It doesn't. You know, I always say if you cut yourself, you don't have to tell it to heal. It's going to do its best in doing so. And as you've said, that Western medicine, I don't know. You have to tell me. Are you starting to make more inroads into Western medicine by doing this? But Western medicine, as a psychologist, I went through a little bit of medical school, and they never talked about any of that stuff. But the concept of that you need to give yourself the proper voltage for the cells to be able to do what they do. And when I took yours and your father's certification course and realized that, it was just like lights on. Of course, this makes so much sense. And from those things, you know, it's not just everybody needs to be there because you have got some sort of sickness or some sort of illness that you have to change. Although many of us do, from weight loss, diabetes, you know, all of the normal things that are going on in life right now. But what I said at the end of when I introduced you is the whole concept of preventive medicine. Preventive strategies and processes to keep yourself healthy. And so all of that stuff, you know, you are a pioneer in that. And I guess the question would be, what are your efforts? Because I know you're a marketer as well. What are your efforts to bring this more into the mainstream?
Yeah. So we did get about 3.5 weeks ago, a call from, they were College of Medicine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, based in Texas, in UT Southwest, based here in Dallas. And they wanted to be on the forefront of this type of device in medical healing. So they were starting to hear and see people that had used our things along with Western medicine. And
right.
Results were there. And so they said, we can either jump on the bandwagon now, or we can wait for somebody like Harvard or somebody else comes up and says, hey, guess what? We found these wonderful devices, this wonderful healing that we can work. So they came over and they started doing things. They did a wound study to see what would happen as the wound healed. And the hard part is getting that final little piece to work. You know, getting the wound to come in is usually a little easier because you have to debride the old tissue and, you know, that sort of thing is painful, but it gets them through. They noticed that it healed a lot faster. I don't have the numbers that you can walk people through, but to get it to close was the magic piece. So they treated directly on the skin around the device, here for the device, not the light. To get the voltage into and around that tissue. They had to debride or get rid of the old dead tissue legs, and they noticed it about to close much faster. I'm thinking a new version from it. And again, that very last piece is hard piece, because as you get very close to like a scab, then that's when the patient and the people tend to let up their hair for themselves. I mean, a lot of times it gets the word, they can just stop being there and say, we're doing well. So it became very easy for them just to treat around it. Depending on that period. So that was kind of my first piece. They used it a lot during COVID, that study of healing falls during kind of the middle part of COVID. But they were noticing people who were coming out of a coma after they put into a coma. We're coming out and being able to get up and run faster because the muscles you're active here to actually keep the thing more during your coma period. And that was paused and never really came back before. That's some of the ways we're kind of getting it out there. Plus, just I think the world, Joseph, becoming aware. I say becoming almost conscious that all the work that we do and that you do is that people are starting to request this information.
Yes, yes. And that is what's so beautiful about it. And thank you for that, because without I always call it marketing, without somebody out there going, say, hey, let me put this in front of eyes that would not normally get to see this kind of thing. And not just, you know, it's not theory. It's not unicorns, crystals, and rainbows. This is pure science that, you know, I've obviously witnessed it for myself, the changes myself, but then the things, and, you know, we'll, obviously it's going to be in the description. You can follow and you can check out all of these things. There's so many videos and so many things that you can see as well. But this is the future. It truly, to me, is the future. It is not, and here I'm going to get on my soapbox for a second, and you've heard this before, so shut me up if you can. And that is that we, you know, being healthy is not a good industry for a good business to be in if, you know, that's all you're about is making money. It's not. Keeping us fat and unhealthy and sick and diseased and on medication and all those things, that's a profitable business. And so it's kind of an uphill battle to bring this stuff to the forefront. But as you do, and more people start to recognize it, and more people start to get results and start to do something that is different, then is when I believe we're going to start seeing more and more of this. But somebody's going to figure out a way that, okay, wait a minute, there is business and there's money in keeping people healthy as well. And that's what you do, by the way, which is really great. And so thank you so much for that. I want to switch gears here for a moment, and I want to switch gears because I know you to be such an amazing human being with regard to needing to, not just wanting to, but needing to assist and help other people as well. And the one thing I invited you on the show for, I wanted you to talk about the things that we did so we can, you know, give our listeners some insight to that. And I'm going to encourage everybody to seek and research deeper into this. But when we were together, we were talking about some of the things that you were doing with regard to helping youth, helping young people change their lives. And if you would, maybe share with us a little bit about the projects, some of the projects that you've done and some of the projects that you're doing now and some of the results that you're getting from that as well. And why you're doing this stuff.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Yes. Yeah, so a friend of mine, Rob Gill, I met him. He was a packing partner with Tony Robbins and a friend of Sean Callaghan and myself. Mm-hmm. I met him. And he called me one girl, and he had been friends for a while, and your past names are long distance, and good friends do it. He called me and said, hey, would you like to sponsor a young man's basketball? And I thought for a second, I thought, wow, I kind of was raised as an adult. I don't even know that girl. But I thought, yes, because of his excitement. Why? And two, it just sounded interesting because these were going to be games in parts of Jersey that were kind of overlooked. And they were probably not going to be looked at much from a lot of scouts.
Right.
And he wanted to give a first class, financially aware program to these kids to help set them up for a healthy life in basketball and to give them a chance that they were awesome people. They had to, you know, have good brains, have good thoughts, good patterns of life, and good grades, and be good basketball players. So he was going to use this as a coaching program outside of the traditional sports leagues in high school, and then take them to the late AAU conferences. So he asked me for their first conference. They had trained for 2 weeks. They came to Dallas, and he wanted us to teach them about staying healthy and taking care of yourself, among with the finances and tie it all together. So I brought one of our doctors from the Tenet Institute, our clinic upstairs. And first we talked about caring for the caregiver, which is yourself, which a lot of kids don't hear. You know, that you are your number one caregiver, the other things, the other I talked about, how to teach other things, our colleagues, what's up. You know, you deserve the right to have that you want, as long as it's there. What we did was we sequenced their brain frequencies. So after talking to my parents for their self, we told them, we said, your goal, you could miss just by this one.
Mm.
The way with PTSD and things you're going with all of this, but your brain sort of forgets where you are on the planet.
Right.
If that moves you this far, it'll be in 20 lives, let's say 2 more years, you miss the boss. You miss the goal. You miss the goal in life. When we went in and resequenced their brain to where their brain and reset the autonomic nervous system that treated 2.5 minutes of either side of the nap, it releases the PTSD, which is your range of vision open, your heart rate changes, your frequency to your brain changes. Plus, we sequence the brain being right there for your gamma delta in each individual portion of your brain. Then we went over and we tested them on where they were. First, we showed them the point where they were a little off on trying to import where they were. And you can actually test them by saying, touch your nose, touch my finger. Close your eyes, touch your nose, touch my finger, and that finger goes to where it's from. You should be able to remember where the last spot was. Once we resequence the brain, we're right on back with our finger.
Wow. First off, we're going to take a short break here real quick. But before we do, you know, I cannot help but think of how abstract that must have been for these inner city kids to be getting this. And all they asked your silly ass for was to sponsor. They didn't ask you to do all this stuff. And you stepped in and did all this stuff. I want you to share what, not just what happened, but the experience that you gave to these young men and the results that they got as well. We're going to take a real short break and we'll be right back with Scott Tennant. Hey, what's good? It's me, Joseph McClendon III, and let me get real with you just for a second. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before, something that I call the thieves of our dreams. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, and fear of rejection. Well, let me ask you a question. What if you could not only retrain your brain and your nervous system to automatically default to your absolute best thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, but you could also do the same for others that are going through difficult times and challenges in their own lives and things that are stopping them from creating the life of their desires? Well, this is what I call neuroencoding. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, these are the same tools, methods, and strategies in neuroscience that I've used to operate in the upper 5% of all of my own businesses, especially as a coach, a speaker, and a presenter for the last 30 plus years. The Neuroencoding Institute provides you with the knowledge, the tools, and unmatched support to become a certified neuroencoding specialist and guide you to the life of wealthiness. And remember, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. Go to neuroencoding.com to speak to an enrollment specialist today, and I look forward to serving you at the highest level.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Further Faster podcast. And I'm here with my guest, Scott Tennant. And before we went on break, he was talking about how he was asked to sponsor a basketball team of inner city kids. And instead of just going, okay, well, here's some money, here's our endorsement, he went in and his team went in and actually helped to reprogram their minds. And I wonder, we stopped there, but I want you to continue, if you will, share with us, you know, what you guys did. And tell us about the experience that you gave these young men and what happened afterwards as well.
Oh, gosh, yes. And you're right. They didn't ask me to do all those things. So
yeah.
You can imagine their body language of being 15, 17, looking at you going, who is this dude? So they listened. You can hear a pin drop because they knew that I was there for hearing things. But they left and went to the game. They were supposed to win 0 out of 6, of course, which depends on money. They won their first game. One of the parents called me and said, you're not going to believe that we're up in our second game. I raced to the game because I thought, there's miracles happening. So I went in. They won the second game. They started the third game, and they slaughtered the third team. They were like 30 to 40 points ahead.
Wow.
Yeah. And the realization that they've been seen and heard, and they acted on what they knew was right, and they played their best game and ever, just like their show. And I have to say, Joseph, it came from. Anyway, to see them see themselves,
yes,
useful, meaningful, loving, and individual. But even when they stopped, they were the ones who took the other one. And you can't let that go by without saying what it really did, because it lets you know why you have to pick out.
Exactly. And your passion obviously shows. And I know that, because I do want you to talk about the first class experience that you gave them as well. And it's not, to me, just about, you know, making them better at their game. The things that you said with regard to them valuing themselves, with regard to them recognizing that, hey, I'm worthy, because I, you know, I got to, oh gosh, just another pet peeve of mine, whether it's social media or traditional television or entertainment and all those things are designed to take away from our value, to show us lack, to show us what we don't have, to show us, you know, all that stuff. And what you added to those young men's life was special. Share with us a little bit about the event that you told me about that you took them to and kind of the results of what happened where.
Oh my God. So they had them kind of speak at one of Sean Clayton's and Bible. And little did I know that the different companies, after their last conference, and I was at that in Philadelphia, we drove into New Jersey. So they had them come up on stage and tell a quick 30 seconds about their experience with the team. And it was amazing because each and every one of them said, I had the chance to do something that I would never be able to do. We got Saudi Wesley, and I did the work. So after we got ready to leave, they stayed to listen to the concert for a while. And I was out speaking to someone when the two of their parents came out. And so all of the things stopped. Make sure each and every one of them. And I thought, these boys, did I bring in one? 8 weeks, it turned into my world.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing. And it was all because, you know, they were taught to how to save money, how to use their money, how to take care of themselves, how to take care of their health, how to take care of their communication, saying what they need and what they're going through, and people they actually listen to. And that was that.
Oh, that is spectacular. Yeah. And as I said to you before, please let me know how I can help in that as well. And, you know, one of the things that I'm going to ask you in a minute, how others can be involved in that as well. And, you know, just seeing you, you know, not everybody is watching this. This is obviously a podcast as well. But if you're watching this, you're seeing the emotion that is coming from this man, because that level of caring is, that's what life is really all about. It really is. You know, if you're a parent, you know the great feeling when you see your child smile because you did something, and you see your child accomplish something, you did something. And it extends beyond that when you do that for other people and you make a difference. And this is just an example. And these young men are now introduced to something that is different than they would ever hear, see, experience anywhere else. And Scott told me that he took these young men and gave them him and his group, his organization, gave them a first class experience that they never had, where they had, you know, were shown a side of life that they would never ever get, you know, served, and maybe you share with us a little bit about the dinner that you gave them and you shared with them and all those things, and gave them an example along with the education about money, the education about self-awareness and self-worth and all those things. Share with us a little bit about that particular event that you did for these boys that they would never get anywhere else.
Sure. Good. So when Ron set it up, we brought them to Dallas, and they stayed at the oldest, biggest hotel in Dallas. It was gorgeous, like 1920s gorgeous. So their dinners were served with white tablecloths. They were to wear their team jerseys and dress, basically in the sweat, for breakfast and dinner. They rode in a first class bus. Everybody else was flipping school buses and packed in six cars.
Right.
Staying at the La Quinta Motel, and they were shown what it's like to be an Indian later, basically. But the whole time, you taught them what the costs were and what the costs were in giving to them.
Yeah, okay.
Because they saw other people not taking advantage of eating crap. The next event we went to, the very last one I showed you about, and he brought in two mansions side by side. He heard me, showed them the difference in what it would cost to go to hotels instead of renting two houses, the hot tubs and swimming pool, and you know, paying the meal. So he actually saved thousands of dollars that they got to go there together in a two mansion compound. So again, you notice that at night, when after the dinner, you can see adults have a glass of wine and kids at 2 a.m. still up and they wanted to make sure they were doing every single thing that the adults and family members were saying. Because you can tell that they realized they were now craving for something here, so they
absolutely.
And you made it possible because you showed it to them. So just kind of my version of the recap of this, you took these young men who, well, first off, you know, please don't quote me on the numbers on this, but, you know, young men who play basketball, everybody wants to be an NBA player, you know, to earn those millions and do all that stuff and everything. But really, there's only about 150 of them that are, you know, going to ever make it out of the tens and hundreds of thousands of young men that do it. So you take these young men who have this dream of doing that, you change their brain, you change their outlook. You show them what is possible. You teach them about money, and then you show them and put them in an environment of what can happen and why these things happen for other people, and you change their lives. And that, to me, is, needs to be duplicated over and over and over again, because that level of, let's just call it self-worth, and the people start to see that there are other things that are possible, and I can do anything that I want. You know, I changed my brain. Lastly, I want to say this, and then I want to ask you how people can get involved with you as well, is that, you know, you use the word PTSD. Most people think, when you think of PTSD, they think of, okay, well, these are combat, you know, hardened guys and women that have come back from war. PTSD is post-traumatic stress. Everybody has trauma. Everybody has trauma. And to be able to, not some people, not most of the people, everybody has trauma at some point. But here's the deal. The trauma happens when it does, and sometimes that trauma only happens once or twice, but the memory of that lives in our brain, and it lives, and when you do something and you do what you've done with these young men and help them not alleviate the trauma, but stop that conversation, the feeling and the experience of continuing to do that, it changes everything. So Scott, listen, as Christian said, this goes by in a blink of an eye. How can people get involved with you? How can people find you? And maybe for two things. Number one, get some of this goodness for themselves. And then number two, how can they help in maybe spreading and doing some of the other wonderful things that they're doing, that you're doing?
Sure. You have my personal brain website. That's one.
Yeah, you'll see it. If you're not seeing it, it will be in the description. But it is Scott. Go ahead and put it up there if you would, Christian. Scott-Tennant.com. And you can go there. Yeah, there it is up there. Scott, Scott, Scott TENNANT.com. Go there. There's a wealth of information. You can go online. You can see things. You can go on that crazy new thing all the kids are using, the internet and YouTube, and see so many things, evidence of this stuff that is working. And make yourself, you know, be a part of something that is making a difference, because we're here to help each other. Scott, I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, you know, you're my dear friend, and you take such good care of me whenever I'm around. And, you know, I love speaking with you and talking to you. And I just want to thank you so, so much for, you know, availing yourself and sharing this stuff with everybody else as well.
Yes, I appreciate it so very much. Of course, I love you, my friend.
Absolutely. And thank you again. So listen, remember, everybody, remember this, that life is always exactly what you dare to make it. And fortune favors the bold. And I've added to that statement, fortune also favors the prepared. And so, and there's another way with Scott, his institute and what he does. It's another way for you to be prepared to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. I love you, and I'll see you at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.